So on to the interview. A great interview with John Rappaport. You know, I always love talking with John. Here's my concern about the Ebola event, whatever you want to call it, is a great effort was made during the swine flu period to stop any effort to win at the state or federal level a mandatory vaccination for swine flu, which was, I think, a great success, and I always talk about it as a great success. We had Aunt Alan Phillips, wonderful attorney who specializes in protecting people from vaccination and helping them deal with efforts to force vaccination, particularly on their children. And I would encourage you to listen to that. We have two of them in the archive. Anyway, but we talk a little bit about the success of stopping the swine flu vaccination. Interestingly enough, on Ebola, they're not calling it a vaccination. They've learned something about the marketing, because one of the things that stopped the swine flu vaccination was all the people who had been hurt by autism, and so vaccine is a dirty word. So now they're calling it a serum. So I'm very concerned that if a mandatory serum starts being pushed, it's very important to jump on it quickly and stop it and not let something like that happen. And John and I talk a little bit about Ebola and how you can start to discern from the news what's real and what is not. So I really encourage that for you. I really do. And if this starts to develop into a drumbeat for serums and mandatory serums, then we're going to have to do some more about it. But a very interesting discussion with John, and I hope it helps you sort of separate fact from fiction in the news about this.